are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, apparently they say a fifth of parents are going to spend up to $500 on each child this Christmas. Are you kidding me? You know, I thought we were in a recession. This is very, very interesting, the breakdown of what people are going to spend. Remember we were talking about how the average Thanksgiving meal is supposed to be $44.90? Yeah, like that's happening. We may need to budget a little differently, and I'll give you guys some hints on how to save some money this Christmas. It looks like milk, if the farm bill doesn't get passed, could be up to $7 a gallon. Also, there's new FDA guidelines on a chemical called acrylamide that could cause cancer in French fries, chips, even coffee. We need to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. You guys have been hearing this knockout game. This is scary. Another woman, this time a Jewish elderly woman, has been quote-unquote knocked out. As there's these, apparently an Orthodox Jewish man was punched in the face. Now this Jewish woman, I don't know if they're just looking for Jews or if this is just something that's happening in New York and randomly getting people. But apparently this is a 72-year-old woman who at about noon, I believe it was Monday, yesterday, somebody came up in his late 20s. I think his name was Amrit Marahi. And I guess he punched her once in an unprovoked attack. And then I guess leave the scene. She was treated and later released. Thank God she didn't have a bleed to the head. But I guess 8 attacks have occurred in the past few weeks in New York City. Now, they're investigating the cases, and many of the victims appear to be Orthodox Jews. Apparently, a thug comes up, delivers a knockout blow while teens look on. I mean, many of you guys have seen the video of a woman just walking and somebody just coming up right behind her. It's not funny. And just knocking her over. And I mean, at first you thought it was a joke. You did. You thought it was, you know, just somebody, you know, you just see them just fly and knock out, you know, like you would see, you know, in a comedic television show. But this is no joke. These are random people just walking and somebody coming up and knocking you out. And they are. They're knocked out. Apparently, Amrit Marahi, 28 years old of Brooklyn, had left a bar around 2:45 a.m. on Friday with three friends, was talking about boxing when the topic of the knockout came. I guess his victim was a Shmuel Peril, 24 years old. He said that he overheard the attackers daring each other to punch him out minutes before he was assaulted. He was struck once, but thank God he wasn't seriously injured. Now, Marahi was arrested on charges of assault as a hate crime and aggravated harassment as a hate crime, had to post $750 bail. But this is something that's going around where you're just walking and somebody comes up, they dare each other. I mean, stupid. I don't understand that. And I mean, also, you kind of wonder, $750 bail, is that enough for an unprovoked assault? And remember, a punch to the head, yeah, that may not be considered a deadly weapon, but a blow to the head could be deadly, because not only are you getting that blow to the head, but then you're falling on concrete and then getting a blow to the head of the concrete. You know, I told you guys that there was a colleague of mine, many of you have probably heard this story, where there was somebody who was road raging his wife. And the wife and this gentleman got into a road rage. Well, she pulls in for safety, from what I understand, into a dealership, a car dealership. And maybe she cut him off, maybe she didn't, I'm not too sure. But he follows her. And it was a gas station. And at the gas station, he gets out of his car and gets up in her face, yells at the kids, etc. So she calls her husband. And she calls her husband to come. And the husband's at work nearby. So he comes. And the gentleman that was there is still kind of walking around, looking mad, looking upset, etc. And so the husband comes up and, says, why don't you pick on somebody your own size? And he pushes the man who was yelling at the wife. The man falls back, hits his head against the propane tanks, gets knocked unconscious. He goes into the hospital, and then he dies from a bleed to the head. Trial ensued, and the colleague was charged with involuntary manslaughter, etc. But I mean, I don't understand why these people doing the knockout game, have such small bail, and getting to a scuffle, there's still different intent than just coming up to a random victim and knocking them out on the head. But the consequences could still be the same. There could still be death. So I just don't get it, how something like this isn't prosecuted more. But we are watching these as hate crimes, and it's pretty scary. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of us have been to New York. We were always taught, stay away from the alleys, make sure you're walking, in a busy part of town, in front of people. I think it really scares us that a lot of these crimes are happening right in front of other people. Okay? My car that was broken into, well-lit neighborhood, cameras, security, people don't care. Now, of course, somebody on drugs may not care. Somebody very drunk, inebriated may not care. All right. But, the idea of, well, if I'm out in public, I'm safe, that doesn't hold true anymore. Your being out in public doesn't mean you're safe. Look at that Steubenville rape case, which, by the way, we're going to talk about. It looks like some grown-ups are getting prosecuted as well. We'll talk about that. But just because you're around others doesn't mean a crime isn't going to happen, and doesn't mean a crime isn't going to happen to you. And that's very, very scary because, I don't like to talk about bad things. I like to give you guys advice, on what to do to protect yourself. I like to, come up with the positive. This person, that happened because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. I don't like thinking wrong place at the wrong time. I don't like that. That's not an excuse. There's got to be things you could do to stay safe and ensure your safety. And we're not seeing that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. George Zimmerman back in the news today. Apparently CNN is reporting that a recent search of the home of George Zimmerman's girlfriend uncovered five weapons, including an AR-15 and more than 100 rounds of ammunition. Now, we know that he has weapons. I mean, he is probably considered the most, even though by law he was considered innocent, he is probably considered the most wanted man because half the country wanted George Zimmerman dead. So, of course, he's going to have, you know, weaponry. A search of the home turned up three handguns, a 12-gauge shotgun, a rifle, and 106 rounds of ammunition, including two AR-15 magazines. They say three handgun holsters, a pack of gum, a religious pendant, a flashlight, a pocket knife, sanitizing wipe, and a soft-sided gun case, and a combination lock were also recovered during the search. I'm assuming he also had some toothbrushes and some maybe soap, etc. At the time of his arrest, he had two cell phones, right, and an affidavit, and he had, I guess he recorded the altercation with his girlfriend on the cell phone. Again, you know, George Zimmerman has to be a lot smarter than he has been, especially with his love life, because right now, anybody calling 911 on George Zimmerman, all right, will be, you know, very, very quick now to arrest and not make the same alleged mistakes that they think Sanford County police did with the Trayvon Martin case. So he better have his T's crossed and his I's dotted. According to a federal judge that set his bail He can't go to two Florida addresses. He cannot contact the accuser, Samantha Scheib. He cannot possess weapons. He must wear a monitoring device, and he cannot travel outside Florida. Now, this is, again, going to be another high-profile case. Many people upset that George Zimmerman was acquitted of the murder of Trayvon Martin. Other people thought, well, he never did murder if this was self-defense. So it's one of those things where you thought, okay, George Zimmerman would be done. This would kind of go off into the sunset and domestic issues and altercations happen. And so I guess he had a fight with his ex-wife, and then now he's had a fight with his girlfriend. If he did record, okay, the altercation and how the table broke, I guess the big thing with this case is the table broke. She had called 911 saying he smashed the table. He said she did. And so I guess if there is video footage of that, that'll probably put that one to rest. But what's frustrating is, again, you're already a marked man. And so, if he's laying low, he's doing a bad job of laying low. If he's trying to lay low, and anytime there's a fight, somebody's calling 911, I mean, he's screwed. And, he better pick a person that isn't going to, call 911 and claim that he's, doing something, et cetera, unruly. I mean, from what I understand, he is allowed to have his guns. Okay, I mean, we still have our Second Amendment rights. And for a man like this, who seems to be the most wanted man in America right now, from people upset at the Trayvon Martin case, I could understand why he has artillery. I mean, especially if that's where he was living. Okay, and I understand why he's stocking up on ammunition. Many people right now have been stocking up on ammunition, right, as the gun laws after Sandy Hook Elementary, stores were wiped out with ammunition. Everybody was stocking up because they think the new gun laws are going to prevent people from getting from ammunition. So him having 100 rounds of ammunition, I don't know if that's high compared to other people in the area, because, Bass Pro Shops everywhere was sold out for months. Like, I don't know if they still are. I guess we'll keep you guys posted as we hear more about that. Another high-profile case and a scary one, the Steubenville rape case. Now, a school superintendent and three more people have been charged by a grand jury that investigated whether other laws were broken in the rape of a 16-year-old West Virginia girl last year in eastern Ohio. Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine announced the charges Monday in Steubenville. They had investigated whether adults like coaches or school administrators knew of the rape allegation but failed to report it as required by state law. Now, remember, where I think this stems from, and again, I apologize if there's even more details that we don't have at this time, but from what we understand, the players went to the coach, and there was discussion of the coach possibly covering up or protecting them, allegedly. And if the coach had talked to a school administrator, this would be then just like Penn State, somebody going up going, what do I do, and then them going, well, why don't we do this? Any of those people involved in that conversation are going to get in trouble. The Steubenville superintendent faces the most charges, including obstructing justice. A principal, a strength coach, and a volunteer coach are also charged. They're accused of interfering with the investigation or failing to report possible abuse of a minor. Now, the judge convicted two Steubenville football players with the raping of the girl back in August 2012. I believe one got, I forget how many years each got. One got more than the other. But, this and Penn State, again, it reminds us that if there is a crime, okay, you're figuring out what to do, you're getting the information, etc., your only option is to go to the police. You don't get to think it through, figure out what administration's going to do. You can't lay it on somebody else's desk, all right? Like we're seeing with the Penn State case, okay? You, if you know about it, have the right and the duty to contact the authorities. Now, the question lies, do you contact anonymously or not? And are you protected if you contacted anonymously. You know, I don't know much about college and Penn State and what colleges are like in terms of the hierarchy, where if somebody goes to the police on somebody else, does that ruin your career for life? And so do you have the option of going to the police anonymously and then having protect? I don't know, because, I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to figure out it was you. Okay, and this is one of those cases where people worry about themselves more than others. We're still selfish as animals. Sometimes that selfishness is good, and sometimes, like in this case, it's bad. A girl was raped. Whether people thought she now that's another question that has come up. Okay, did they go to the superintendent or the coach, etc., saying, "Look, she was drunk. I had sex with her. She's claiming rape." I mean, and then does that go to the police? Did the football players go up to the coach and say, "I raped somebody," and the coach is like, "Okay, we're not going to tell anybody of the rape"? Or was it, you know, look, somebody got drunk, they had sex with her, it looks like it's turning bad, what do we do? But I mean, if you know of a possible crime, what we are being taught is you go to the police anyway, whether it's a crime or not. Because otherwise you will be up on charges for obstructing justice, failure to report, assault on a minor. You're going to be in trouble. And now we got a superintendent. From what I understand, the superintendent's lawyer, or one of these higher ups in the school district's lawyer. I mean, we're talking about people with clean records. But because they didn't jump in, step in, and let, because again, this didn't even go to trial till after. I mean, what, a year after the rape? Why so long? How should coaches and how should schools handle kids on off hours? How should they do that? If you are going to be liable finding out that one of the kids did something, okay, off school hours, what are you supposed to do? I mean, are schools being trained on what to do? Do you go to the parents? Do you and the parents call in a meeting with a detective? I mean, what do you do? Are you not supposed to be involved? I mean, when kids leave the school, are you not involved? But the problem is once it becomes a crime, then it involves everybody. And I don't think we have clear-cut rules on what the hell to do. As far as I'm concerned, reading all this that happened with Penn State and Steubenville, you hear of anything that sounds off, okay, you just contact the authorities. Now, there could be a lot of repercussions for contacting the authorities. Okay? I mean, remember there was a principal who tied a child down and called the police, and the parents got mad that they didn't call the parents, but they tied the child down and called the police. I mean, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And somebody needs to inform the schools what to do and how to deal with it. Now, again, allegedly, the coach knew that there was that these players had been up to no good, and it just, did the coach tell anybody? And I'm wondering if that's how these other officials got involved. Did the coach say, "No, I did. I told the superintendent. If he didn't do anything, that's not my fault"? And so I don't know. Again, I'm kind of fuzzy with the details as you are. But what we've learned from is anything happening in the works, in the school, it is your duty to get the authorities involved. Okay? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you are a woman over 176 pounds, there has been a suggestion that the morning after pill, Plan B, may not work. All right, and if you weigh over 165 pounds, the morning after pill may not work. Now, the Paris-based drug maker HRA Pharma plans to update the package inserts on Norlevo tablets in 2014. Norlevo contains the hormone levonorgestrel, which is the main ingredient in Plan B One Step. This is the brand name that we use here in the United States. If you take within 72 hours after sex, all right, the pills delay or prevent ovulation or block fertilization of the egg. So the FDA is figuring out if this pill over the pond in Europe needs the same label changings here in the United States. Now, the approval for Plan B in the U.S. did not include weight-related assessment. And remember, Plan B, if I remember, there was that big discussion of allowing kids to get Plan B and it being over the counter. I think from what I've heard, Plan B is over the counter now. So even 12-year-old kids can get it. Well, if you have a child that thinks that Plan B is working, but they don't realize because of the weight, we could have an issue. Now, studies have shown that certain hormone-based birth control pills and patches can be less effective in obese women. There was a study back in 2011 in the journal Contraception that found that people who use this levonorgestrel-based birth control were four times as likely to get pregnant, and obese women who used a birth control pill more likely to get pregnant. And so, you know, some of us were given a low estrogen type of birth control. Oh, I just want low estrogen. Right? And we find that for a lot of women, it's just too weak. It's just not strong enough. Now, National Center for Health Statistics found that 11% of sexually experienced American women aged 15 to 44 had used emergency contraception at least once. So 1 in 10 women may be racing, and that's people being vocal about it, are racing to get birth control or emergency over-the-counter emergency contraception to stop a pregnancy. And again, you know, my issue with young girls is if a 12-year-old needs to race to a drugstore to get over-the-counter emergency contraception, if they have to race, I mean, you know, in panic to get some over-the-counter contraception, then don't you think that girl needs a talking to? You know, everybody's mad. Everybody's mad that doctors are holding these medicines hostage, that you have to see the doctor to get your birth control, that you have to see the doctor to get your emergency contraception. But the reason why is it gives us a chance to talk to you. It gives us a chance to examine you. 12-year-old girls should not be having sex. Were they raped? Were they goaded into it? We're finding 10% of people feel that they have been pushed into sex. What is going on here? And we want to make morning after pills available so that, you know, we don't have all these unwed mothers and all these teenage pregnancies, and then we're caring for all these babies that aren't, you know, being born to, what are we talking about here? And I think we're putting kids' health at risk. All right. Now, you shouldn't really get blood clots from these medications, et cetera, but any heavy dose hormones could cause problems, could cause bleeding, et cetera. What if, you know, somebody does decide, you know, okay, well, you know, fine, then all I have to do is take this and I don't have to be on birth control. How is having emergency contraception over the counter better than a person going to the doctor and getting birth control? I just don't see it. And I know y'all are saying, well, but Dr. Dahlia, please, you just want to make money. Trust me, I've been giving birth control for years. I don't make money on birth control. We don't. All right. But what we do is we make an impact with the education and with the screening that we do. All right. When you find chlamydia in a 13-year-old, it's a real eye opener for that family. Trust me. So, you know, my suggestion to any of you that have children is even if they say they took the morning after, that doesn't necessarily meant it worked. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say one person in Japan has been infected with HIV from a blood transfusion. A spokesman for the Japanese Red Cross Society said Tuesday that a male donor tested positive for HIV this month. Red Cross spokesman Akihiko Nakano says the man had also donated blood earlier this year. Two people had received the blood. Japan had a similar case back in 03 with one transfusion recipient testing positive. Now, all donated blood is screened, but the tests are not foolproof, especially when the infection is in its early stages. According to these statistics from MercedSunStar.com, about 460 to 470 people tested positive for HIV in Japan annually. A lot of debate over who should donate blood. Should people who have sex with men be allowed to donate blood, even though people that have sex with men could be at higher risk for HIV and having HIV, the average person does not fill out their questionnaire truthfully. Okay, they fill out the questionnaire, they want to donate blood, and they donate blood. And somebody could be heterosexual. I've diagnosed HIV in heterosexual men. All right, somebody could be heterosexual and have had sex with somebody who was HIV-positive female. So just eliminating homosexual men from donating blood makes no sense because you still have to screen non-homosexual men. And I don't know about the rules in Japan, but that rule may already be in place where homosexual men can't donate, which means if this man tested positive, he could have very well been reporting as heterosexual. Right? And, you know, we talked about people who are bisexual, do menage a trois, don't consider themselves gay. So as of now, we assume anybody could possibly have HIV, whether it be through blood transfusion, tattoo, sex, etc., rather than just picking out, okay, well, if you're gay, you don't donate blood. It's ridiculous. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also ridiculous is the owner of a new PlayStation 4 is now under fire because he used the live video feature to broadcast images of his naked wife who was passed out drunk in the living room. Apparently she was asleep. He's sitting there on the couch and he starts to expose her breast. Then she's seen completely naked after he took off all the other clothes, and then he just left her there on the couch. Now, PlayStation 4 was released last week, which has a new feature called Playroom. This allows users to broadcast live video via a service called Twitch TV. Now, as gamers are doing a whole variety of things on this, but who would think that somebody would, I guess, stream him and the wife drinking on the couch. Apparently she passes out and he starts to undress her and she's just lying there naked. This is divorce that's grounds for divorce as far as I'm concerned. You know, I never understood, I guess, the PS4 retails for $400. I never understood, like, the Kinect, you know, where you could play and it'll videotape you. And then I immediately erase it going, why did it videotape me working out? I don't want these video games to videotape me. Everything now is about videotaping yourself and putting yourself out there on YouTube and TV, etc. And, you know, mind you, I understand some people have become famous. Kim Kardashian, for example. I mean, videos, Paris Hilton, make people famous. I get that. But where's the privacy? And what do you do about people around you? Now, this guy's a complete idiot. I don't really understand. I guess his last name is Drac Obra. I don't know what his first name is, but there should be laws. I don't know if he would be there. I don't know what the law would be, but that's some pretty scary stuff. So just realize, if you have one of these games that videotapes you and you have kids, right, that don't really let you know that they're videotaping or you're on Skype, my suggestion is just don't have it, or have it somewhere in the garage or something so that you don't accidentally get caught in your... I do that all the time. I wear my husband's boxer briefs and a T-shirt to bed. So I'm always walking around and I'm, you know, grabbing laundry from the kids' rooms, and my kids have to go, Mom, you're on Skype. You know, and here I am bending over and I'm looking up going, huh? So we just don't have privacy anymore. No privacy at all. Ask the NSA. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms, for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Docadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hope you guys are all having a good week. This was kind of a little concerning. They're talking about the farm bill and how lawmakers have until the end of the year to actually reach a deal. But from what we understand, Congress still hasn't been able to pass a farm bill, right, to reduce subsidies for dairy and other commodities, which means if they don't, we're going to be looking at milk prices jumping up to $7 a gallon. And I guess what's been kind of hinging on this farm bill is the food stamps, which kind of blows my mind. I don't understand why bills have to have so many other, I guess, relationships with so many other programs. I don't really understand why the farm bill isn't just a one-page bill. The food stamps isn't just a one-page bill. According to WDAM.com, Channel 7, House Republicans want to make changes that would drop nearly 4 million people from food stamps next year, and the Senate Democrats don't want to make the cuts. Republicans say the proposed reforms will close loopholes and stop people who shouldn't be getting food stamps from getting them. Again, this isn't supposed to debate the food stamp issue. We do know that there are people that desperately need them. We also know that there's abuse of the system. And so handing somebody a debit card where they could, just add up whatever with groceries, rather than picking and choosing what groceries and like WIC does. With WIC, when we give food to moms for kids, there's certain products that are WIC allowable. Milk, juice, eggs, bread, the staples, In terms of some of the food stamp funding, there's been concern that you can't really discriminate, and so people could be just using that money on whatever. And we do have a chronic bleed of federal funding, and more people are requiring food stamps, and more people qualify, and so we don't know. This is the thing where you have some people that say, look, let's teach people how to fish. Okay, rather than just giving them fish. But we have more and more people needing fish. And so what do you do? All right? And, like I've said, why don't we have certain government offices that need volunteers, and whoever is getting government aid, they go in and they do a certain duty. Right? Look at our military. Our military get benefits because they put their lives on the line. Now, I'm not saying people getting food stamps need to put their lives on the line. But why are all these government subsidies all just give me's? Why isn't there if somebody getting unemployment, okay, they're basically guaranteed a job. If you lose your job, then you go and you work for the government. Okay, you don't even have to work full time. Okay, but rather than your unemployment is going to be, now I understand maybe babysitting, costs too much, etc. Well, then we come up with these locations where babysitting could be there. But I just don't understand why we're just giving the money, and if it's easy money to get, you're gonna have more and more people on it, and you don't have people trying to go back and fish again. And I understand there's a lot of people disabled that they can't. I understand there's people that are blind, there's people that are deaf, there's people that are quadriplegic. I get that. That's what those are for. But somebody who can't get a job, I've had people, unfortunately, they come and they interview, and they don't even try with the interview. But then they need us to sign something so that they could go and still get their unemployment that they were there for an interview. Come on. You know how many things need to be done? Governments could have, if you're getting food stamps or if you're getting unemployment benefits, then maybe you do a 20-hour a week shift, not even 40 hours, at one of the government posts. Why not? And if you want to keep your benefits, you have to do a semi-decent job. We got plenty of work that needs to be done. You got Tamerlan Tsarnaev collecting benefits for 2 years. While his wife is working, and what's he doing? He was practicing his wrestling moves. Planning the Boston Marathon bombing. What are we doing? Why don't we have some sort of a system? So of course the Republicans look bad because they want to cut foods, possibly cut 4 million people from food stamps. Of course that sounds bad. When you look at numbers, 4 million people not getting food stamps. But why don't we have a revamp? And why the hell does the food stamp bill have to be mixed in with the farm bill? Okay, just whatever the farms need, let's get the farms what they need so milk doesn't go up, and then we deal with the food stamps separately. I don't get it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. New FDA guidelines now are sending messages to coffee makers, potato chips, etc., that there's a chemical in them called acrylamide that might cause cancer. Now, remember about a decade ago we were talking about how certain French fries could cause cancer? Remember everybody was talking about, oh my gosh, I eat French fries all the time. Well, we know that acrylamide comes when potatoes, cereal grains, plant food are browned from frying, baking, roasting. So your breakfast cereals, your toasted bread, your cookies, your crackers, your chips, fries, even coffee could possibly have acrylamide. And studies have shown that the chemical can cause cancer in rodents if at high doses. We still don't know about the cancer risk in humans, but health agencies around the world are trying to urge people to, I guess, not eat charred food. Okay, and I'm not talking barbecue. That's different. What charcoal, that's a whole other thing that could have. We're talking about like these very, very crispy, the best tasting French fries are sometimes the crispiest, not the softest, but the little pieces of the crispy that have the most oil and the salt. Okay, well, those things could have the most acrylamide. FDA is urging potato growers to flavor low-sugar varieties that produce less acrylamide, using urging processors to decrease frying temperatures, maybe tweak ingredients, and avoid certain storage practices. They say if you cut the fries thicker and the chips thicker, that could even help. All right. Frozen potato makers have been particularly focused on reducing the acrylamide. I guess they are looking for FDA guidance as well. No one is talking, though, about eliminating the acrylamide. Apparently, that makes up 40% of it's in foods that make up 40% of calories in the American diet. I mean, you know, we have a lot of acrylamide in our foods already. And so, you know, obviously, the less you fry, cook, etc., the better. Okay, toast. They say keep toast light brown. Okay, now they say boiled or microwave potatoes won't have the acrylamide like the other. So maybe boil. Okay, then, you know, after you boil or microwave a potato, again, I'm so nervous about microwaving all our food, but then they say comes baking, then comes roasting, and then comes frying, but frying is the worst. Now, they said acrylamide forms when coffee beans are roasted. It's not during the brewing, according to USA Today. So there's not really a lot you could do unless, I guess, you get lightly roasted beans as opposed to the dark. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I just don't know. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so they say a fifth of parents are going to spend up to $500 on each child this Christmas. Are you kidding me? 18% will spend less than $50 on each kid. 32% of parents will spend between $100 and $200 of each kid, too much as I say. And 3% of parents are going to spend over $500. They say nannies and babysitters should hopefully get good holiday bonuses as well. Apparently, they say the majority of parents will spend 1 week's pay on their children's full-time caregivers. 50% of parents spend more than $100 on their children. Computer electronics, of course, cost more than $500. The $200 to $5 range are these kind of Xbox and video games. A bicycle now, like in the $100, $150 range. Toys like wagons, footballs, building blocks, which are cheaper, don't seem to be spent that much. They say parents are more stressed during the holidays about money. Then comes shopping, then the extended family, then the entertaining, and then the kids. They say 50% of parents start their holiday shopping after Thanksgiving. Black Friday is huge, but I do it during the fall, and we're finding more people are finding they could just shop online, and they're fine. Many parents do tip the babysitter for the holidays. Not all of them do. Only 40% tip the babysitter. Whatever happened to tipping the or leaving a gift for the postman, leaving a gift for the garbage men, leaving a gift? I think that's important. You know, I was trained doing that. You know, you always leave somebody, something for somebody. All right, guys, don't go away. I cannot wait to see you guys tomorrow. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Please be safe and God bless.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30?
Yes, it's fake TV.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.